So apples are picked in the United States. Same thing. They're shipped overseas to China in big ships, container ships, and then they press and process the juice, and they send the concentrate back to the U.S. Right. And then they rehydrate it and make other products. It's just insane from two different perspectives. The externalities here on the environment for a lot of the people who claim that, you know, the people claiming that they're concerned about environmental issues. Well, the externalities of these type of activities are ridiculous. And the biggest concern right now happening in my perspective with the two big areas are one of these attacks that are going to create instability in the system and bankrupt a lot of local communities. The other issue here is that since the late 2000s, the Chinese government has been increasingly buying up food and agricultural production in the United States. I think 80% of meat production actually is owned by the Chinese through investment. So not direct ownership per se, but sometimes they might invest into a big company, okay? And then with that investment into that company, then that company then will buy the American food processor or the farm. So what we're seeing is a large, basically hostile takeover of American food production by the Chinese. And we actually raised this issue at a national security meeting. Me and my mentor, his name's Colonel John Hoffman, and we were stomping up and down saying we need to put some policy in place, or go talk to the Capitol Hill, or you know, get a conversation going around here to prevent this, because that's a national security risk. You don't want your manufacturing, your food, your water owned by the Chinese. You just don't.